Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are we facing a global, worldwide depression? In a recent article, Time Online said exactly that. Let me quote to you from an article they published on August 24, 2008. They said, "The world is showing alarming parallels with the 1930s as the world again approaches depression." Now, we hear a lot about depression and recession, and I just want to briefly explain the difference. In simple terms, a depression is just a sustained repression. Repression is defined as a decline of the GDP, the gross domestic product, for two consecutive quarters. And if it takes longer than that, then we call it depression. That's actually, in a nutshell, in very broad terms, the only difference. Now let me read to you from another article, because I want to update you a little bit as to the most recent developments in the United States and around the world. Here is one from Times Online dated August 19, saying that Professor Kenneth Rogoff, a leading academic economist, said there was yet worse news to come from the worldwide credit crunch and financial turmoil, particularly in the United States, and that a high-profile casualty among American banks was highly likely. Now, on the heel of that one, Reuters reported on August 27 that the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, might have to borrow money from the Treasury Department to see it through an expected wave of bank failures. Now again, what happened subsequent to that was reported by Bloomberg on August 29. It says banks are being closed at the fastest pace in 14 years as financial companies report more than notices, $505 billion in write-downs and credit losses since 2007. The FDIC this week said 117 banks are classified as problem in the second quarter, a 30% jump from the first quarter. The agency doesn't identify problem banks, but more banks will come on the list as credit problems worsen, the FDIC said. Now notice, here is an article which was published by the Wall Street Journal on September 6, saying that a jump in the unemployment rate to 6.1% in August was the highest in nearly 5 years. It goes on to say that the jobless rate jump was larger than anticipated, reflecting how energy prices and problems in the housing and financial sectors have radiated outward to slow overall economic activity. Now, notice the absolute clincher, perhaps, in this development, something the CNN reported on September 7. Federal officials on Sunday unveiled an extraordinary takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, putting the government in charge of the twin mortgage giants. The move, which extends as much as, notice, $200 billion in Treasury support to the two companies, marks Washington's most dramatic attempt yet to shore up the nation's housing market, which is suffering from record foreclosures and falling prices. Where is that money coming from? Many commentators point out it's actually coming out of your pocket. Taxpayers will have to pay for it. And that in light of the following article, which was published by CNN on September 9. The budget deficit will jump by $246 billion to $407 billion this year. We're talking about 2008. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimated in a report which was released that week. Can we imagine, my friends, what this is going to cost this country? The United States going out there borrowing, borrowing, borrowing. Who is going to pay it back? And so the world is blaming the United States for the global economic crisis because, as I said at the beginning of this program, this crisis is not limited and restricted to the United States. The Associated Press wrote on August 12 that a global recession is looming. And remember, a recession becomes a depression when it lasts long enough. And here's an article which I just pulled from the internet this morning. It was dated September 10 by the EU Observer, stating, "The European Commission has admitted the global financial turmoil has caused more trouble for the EU economy than Brussels had expected, predicting a recession for Germany, Spain, and Britain." Going back to the article at the beginning of this program, stating that we are seeing alarming parallels with the 1930s, and judging the present and the future by the past, we can confidently say that tremendous changes are going to occur, especially in Europe. Remember, Adolf Hitler came to power because of the economic crisis in Germany, promising the German people that he will take care of the situation. That's why he was voted in. That's what he did do at the beginning, but of course he had ulterior motives. Helmut Schmidt, the former German chancellor who's going to turn 90 in December, recently said that we don't see any charismatic, powerful leaders in the world as of now, but charismatic political leaders will arise. You see, my friends, they have to arise. It's a necessity. It's something which has happened historically. It is something which has to happen now if we want to get out of the economic situation. But at the same time, it is not going to be good for the world in other respects. The Bible has been prophesying for thousands of years that a charismatic political leader is going to arise in Germany, in Europe, who is going to take care of economic crises as we have them today, but also at the same time, who will then turn against the United States because Europe is already blaming the U.S. for the economic worldwide crisis. And the relationship between Europe and the United States of America will not get better, no matter who the next American president is going to be, because the Bible has clearly prophesied what is going to happen. I recently gave a public Bible lecture in Colorado where I talked about the historical roots of Europe and what is going to happen to Europe and what is going to happen in the relationship between Europe and the United States. I encourage you to listen to this public Bible lecture because we videotaped it and we put the video on Google Video. All you have to do is to go to the Google Video search engine and plug in the search for Public Bible Lecture, Europe in Prophecy. Public Bible Lecture, Europe in Prophecy. It's about an hour or so minutes long. You might want to listen to it because I will explain and have explained in this lecture what you can expect from a future dominating Europe and its relationship to the United States. So thanks very much for watching today, and we'll keep you informed about the tremendous economic crisis we are all facing here in the U.S. and also around the world, and what the outcome of all of it will be. Again, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.